If some devotee, while practicing bhakti, feels that for a specific problem, one can worship the devata, is that a dilution of the purity of bhakti? The most important thing in bhakti is steady practice. Now, steady, sustainable practice that can be done lifelong. That is what is the most important thing. The level at which practice is done, that will vary according to time, place, circumstance. So not everybody can always practice at the same level. It's like if I'm, say, I'm going to drive from here to Pune. If the traffic is high, I'll have to drive slowly. If the traffic is low, I'll drive faster. So the point is that for bhaktas, Krishna is the source of everything. And we should take shelter of Krishna always. At the same time, if for some devotees, based on maybe their past upbringing, or their present association, their relatives, or whatever they feel that I have got this problem, it is not really solved, and I wish to worship some devata. So we can connect them with some devotee astrologers. Now, in the Gopal Bhatta Goswami and his writing, and subsequent acharyas also thereafter, they have explained how each of the devatas has a particular form of Vishnu who supervises that particular devata. So for example, if there is a particular ritual that is described to appease Saturn, then what the Vaishnava rituals do is, instead of appeasing Saturn, we focus on appeasing the form of Vishnu who is supervising Saturn. So for example, if somebody has obstacles, instead of worshipping Ganesh, one can worship Narasimha. Ganesh, it is said, is Pada Pankaja. So he's offered his tasks to Narasimha Dev. So we can offer prayers to Narasimha Dev, and there can be customized prayers which can be told. There is Narasimha Kavacha and some specific kind of prayers that are there. So if one, the standard process of bhakti doesn't work in some situations, then the customized process of bhakti meant to deal with specific issues, that can be recommended. And if that doesn't work, and if the problem is serious, you know, we don't have to come in between that devotee and whatever solution they feel it works for them. So, in certain minor situations, if a devotee feels the need to go to some other source of shelter and take that shelter, if the philosophical understanding is clear, and for specific purpose one goes, it's not necessary, it's not recommended, but it need not be made into a big issue, because a life phases come and phases go. So what comes in phases, it is okay. One goes through the particular phase at particular time. There are small issues which need not be made into very big issues. So if the devotee is overall philosophically clear, sometimes we go to a very great extreme in avoiding the worship of the devatas. It's almost as if we treat demigod worship as if it is a sinful activity. It's a ludicrous misrepresentation, actually. So it's a virtuous activity, it's a pious activity. It will not be activity of pure devotional service, but still it's a dharmic activity. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Chaitanya Shikshamrita explains that there are different kinds of celebrations or festivals that Vaishnavas may participate in. This is one is what Vaishnavas delight in is bhakti festivals centered on Krishna. But he says there can be different kinds of festivals. So he talks about two other kinds. There can be for social purposes, a devotee may sometimes participate in demigod worship festivals also. So in the Bhagavatam is described that when Maharaj Prithu, in the fourth canto, when he performed yajnas, externally in the yajnas, various devatas were being offered ahutis, but internally he was meditating on Vishnu. So he did those rituals. And third, he says also, is that there can be social festivals which are not connected with dharma also, but if they are connected to some social cause. Say, in today's case, if somebody is in a school or in a college or in an office and they are celebrating Independence Day, it's not that we have to avoid celebrating that. We may not go out of ourselves and organize and sponsor and things like that. But if it's a part of celebration, we can celebrate. There is no need to make this into a very big issue. As long as the philosophical understanding is clear, as long as the determination to practice bhakti is steady, then occasionally if something is required for some specific purpose, that is okay. We don't advocate it, but we don't have to make a campaign against it. If something which is required, do that and move forward in the process of bhakti. Don't make that devotee feel guilty for doing something which is actually dharmic. Just because it is not pure devotional service, that doesn't mean that it is sinful. That's what it is. It's a contamination, it's a lower level of devotion. But we cannot artificially expect everyone to always stay at the highest level of devotion. So keep and we ensure that whatever happens, devotees feel connected. It is not that because a devotee feels that I need to go and worship some devata, and because of that everybody else is going to look down at me, so I cannot come in the devotee association. Now that I worship a devata, I am going to be treated as untouchable in devotee association. It should never be like that. So certain we should be clear in our explanation about the standard process of bhakti, about the clear understanding of the rules, but for practical circumstances, things can vary. We don't have to make that into a huge issue. Okay. Yeah. One question. I think that's the last question.